Lesson 4, Applying Your Message. By now you should have a good idea of your message, objectives, and which audiences you will target. Advocacy messaging is not simply putting together words and sentences together in a clever way. There are specific techniques necessary to ensure your message is correctly understood and is competitive with opposing messages. In this section, we explain several techniques useful in presenting your message and managing it in the marketplace of ideas. One of the first important lessons to learn is message discipline. Establishing your message, consistently repeating it, and not allowing your opponents to change the subject. Framing the debate. Beyond language and ideas, successful messaging requires defining the playing field or context for your message. Framing the debate is a metaphor of how you want the audience to understand the issue which is being advocated. As in a painting, a frame is meant to focus the viewer's attention on a particular aspect of the subject presented. The same is true when establishing your messaging points. When you're able to effectively frame the argument, you will have better control over the message and the perception of your audience. The simplest way to frame an issue is to ask a question and answer it. Another way to frame an issue is to present two choices in which the answer clearly advances your message. Thus, you define the problem, issue a judgment, and set a standard which your opponents must meet. Framing the message is a form of controlling the message. Controlling or staying on message is critical to your message's consistency and purpose. A useful rhetorical tactic in bringing the narrative back to your terms is called bridging or pivoting, whereby you move from one topic to another. It is particularly important in dismissing your opponent's argument and advancing your own. Using your opponent's words when it advances your message is another useful tool. It demonstrates that some of your opponents actually agree with you and puts the position in an awkward position by highlighting that there is no uniform consensus around their policies. Do your homework. Before you advocate, note the details of the issues you're advocating, the history, opposition arguments, key players involved, case studies, and etc. Because messaging on public policy may require understanding the law, speak to a lawyer if you're able. Otherwise, you might find yourself in a losing argument with someone more informed than you. Watch what they do, not what they say. As an advocate, you will, by definition, also be a watchdog. Laws and rhetoric are one thing, but their implementation or lack thereof can be quite another. Many civil society organizations play an important role monitoring such implementation to ensure stated goals are achieved. Often, a government apologist will list favorable statistics regarding women's advancement, the number of females in high government positions, or various women's rights treaties and laws a government has signed. If you have done your homework, however, your message will explain what was not said, gaps in legal enforcement, or the institutional discrimination faced by women, for example. When in doubt, focus on economic quality of life issues. Ultimately, anyone involved in public policy, civil society, or government is interested in improving the quality of life for the greatest amount of people, or at least should be. Economic issues have the added benefit of not being subjected to loyalty tests, measurements of religious devotion, or other forms of ideological litmus tests. In other words, no one can argue with someone who is unemployed or underemployed about poor conditions in the economy. Networking. The more people your message reaches, the greater your ability to impact the conversation surrounding your issues. It is important, therefore, to find and communicate with others who share your interests and hopefully your objectives. Social networking sites are the best platform for communicating with new people and finding those who may be sympathetic to your cause. There are many Facebook or Twitter accounts dedicated to human rights advocacy in Iran, for example. Retweeting on Twitter, liking or sharing on Facebook are popular ways to magnify your message and reach new audiences. As you support others in their messaging, as too they will support you. Remember, framing the debate sets the context for your message and focuses the attention of your audience. Asking and answering a question or establishing a choice between opposing ideas are two common examples of framing. Bridging is a technique whereby you move from your opponent's message back to your own. Do your homework. Ensure you know your issue inside and out. Watch what your opponents do, less what they say. Ensure they are living up to their standards and highlight in your message any hypocrisy on the part of your opponents. When in doubt, focus on economic and quality of life issues. Network and build messaging coalitions with others who share your values and goals. Find creative ways to interact.